Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. How about the, Rob's back. I know. It's exciting. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. And he's one of our top marketing experts. He's always here to help us put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially when it comes to those precious people in our lives, our customers. Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, good to talk with you. And whenever I'm in your neck of the woods, I pronounce it naked.
Naked, okay, that's right. You know what?
Naked, but naked marketing.
Jeff Foxworthy says, naked is when you don't have any clothes on, and naked is when you don't have any clothes on, you're up to something.
That's me.
Anyway, we're glad you're here. Let's move on and try to add a little taste to our interview here, Rob. So,
the wrong guy for that.
I'm starting to see that now, Rob. We all have products. You know, one of the things that helped me to be successful in my consulting business was to think of my services as a product, not as a service, but as a product. And I actually, you know, would package my service. I would identify them and enumerate them and list them and package them up and make a service into a deliverable product. And that helped me. That helped my customers to get their heads around how we would work together. And so even people who don't have things that sit in the box have products. And so products are, that's what customers lay their money down the barrelhead for, whether we call them services or goods, whatever that may be. So talk to us about why we need more of them.
Well, Jim, first of all, let's make sure we have our definitions consistent. When I talk about products, a service is a product. Among academic circles, we consider services a subset of products. So when you package a service, you're thinking about it in terms of a product, which is what you and I do
right.
in our consulting business. And we are packaging our products. We may provide services as a package, and that's a form of a product that we offer. When you talk about new products, I always like to think about them in terms of why you need to have new products all the time. First of all, the biggest reason is because your competitors are trying to drive you out of business by having new products. So
right.
you always want to make sure that you're staying abreast of what your competition is doing. But there's more than that. You also have to look at it in terms of what's called the product life cycle. Progress evolves. I mean, we're constantly seeing progress. It's happening all around us, whether we like it or not. It occurs. And as a result, what we offer today doesn't necessarily work tomorrow, and we have to continually think about how we have to redefine our products and or services and look at those in terms of making them more up-to-date, I guess is the best word to describe it or the best phrase. Having new products all the time are a requirement in order to maintain freshness in the marketplace. There's a number of other reasons why you want to have new products all the time anyway. A new product presents an image to the industry that your company is on the cutting edge of technology. Customers want to work with suppliers who have the latest and greatest. They don't want to work with suppliers who they think are maybe behind the trend. They want to work with suppliers that they think are ahead of the trend.
Rob, let me say this. It's also important to realize, so people don't worry too much about this. When you say new product, that doesn't mean that you have to completely redo your inventory or redo what you do completely change everything. It could be a variation on a theme, right? It could be a product you've been selling someone, but with a different approach for this particular customer. Am I wrong about that?
No, that's absolutely right. You know, here's a perfect example. I've been coming to this show now for, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, way too long.
Yeah, way too long. I wrote a book back in the late 90s, published by Prentice Hall, called Naked Marketing. And it was all about, there was a section in there about bringing your company on the web. Back in the 90s, not everybody had a website.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that book had to be refreshed in the early 2000s, and I brought out the second edition, Naked Marketing 2, which was all about not only being on the web, but, hey, how to make money on the web with e-commerce and that sort of thing. And then about 4 years ago, I came out with Naked Marketing 3, which included social media. There was no social media back in the 90s, so I had to refresh that same book. All right, what that is basically a product improvement. Procter & Gamble does it all the time with their new improved Ivory Liquid or new improved Tide, whatever
right,
it might
right.
be. All companies want to maintain that freshness in their products, and if they have a good solid seller, they'll update it, they'll freshen it, they'll make it new and improved. Well, there are different levels of new products, and simple improvement is the very first level of new product development. Then there's morphological analysis, and there's morphing into a new product, and there's product innovations and things like that. We can talk about those more in detail, but the idea is to keep your product fresh all the time so that the marketplace knows that, and like I said, suppliers want to work with companies who are on that cutting edge of technology and have the freshest and newest product.
Well, when I, you know, my product here in my business is not always something you can put in a box and weigh.
No, not at all.
But what I do is I make sure that every customer gets their own version of my product. Highly
product,
customized.
Yeah.
And the thing is somebody might say, well, yeah, you can do a service that way, but what about these things I have in my warehouse? There's no reason why you can't do it with that. I mean, it's all about innovative thinking, isn't it?
I think it's a matter of listening to your customers, Jim, and identifying what they're asking for. And if they're seeing what's left in your warehouse as being old and tired, you have to find a way to repackage it or improve it.
I'll tell you another thing. Find out what your customers want. That'll be a big indication about what your next products need to look like. Hey, Robert, need your website, please.
It's Robert Grady, myname.com. And Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com.
There it is. Quick break, right back with Rob. We're going to talk some more about your products.
All right,
after these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.